Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is April 24th, 2009, day 91. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding the porn that's plagued me for years in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. Been a good couple of days. Hope it has been for you. I guess today we just want to talk a little bit about staying strong, keeping our focus on God. You know, the obvious things that we need to do that seem obvious but are very difficult. You know, for myself, I've really never been someone that actually does devotions on a regular basis. I don't know if it has to do with desire or discipline or what. I do some other things to try and keep my focus, my relationship with God strong. Obviously, you need to pray a lot, and that's key, I think. I'm not saying that I couldn't benefit from devotions. I think anybody could, but for myself, you know, I just have a little bit different way of going about things. As far as this podcast is concerned, it's really helped myself to realize how many people have the same issues that I do as far as pornography is concerned. How many people have dealt with this from such a young age? It's really a difficult point until you realize that, wow, a lot of people have the same issues. I know myself, some of the emails I've received really from you listeners really, you know, say that, hey, I have the same issue. you know, look forward to the podcast, that sort of thing. And, you know, I'm glad that this is helping you. I really did this for myself to begin with. And it's reaching out. And I really, like I've said, it's very humbling. But then again, it's anonymous, but it is humbling, to know that, you know, that many people listen to this and thank you. And hopefully it encourages you, as it does myself. So focusing on God moving forward, I kind of wanted to start with a verse here and, as I normally do and kind of see where my focus is as I'm talking to you now. Psalm 18:2, written by David. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Now, during the time this was written, that could have meant something completely different. But in our time of need, in our time of difficulty, of repentance, God is there for us. He says, I will never leave you or forsake you. That really never hit home until about, I don't know, a few months back, maybe a year ago. Although I'd heard that so many times, you know, I'll never leave you or forsake you. That is really, it doesn't say when you're sinning, I'm going to depart from you. It says, I will never leave you or forsake you. That doesn't mean we're going to get blessed for our sinning or anything else. But what that means is that we can always come back to God for safety, for help, for repentance. You know, it's just an assurance that he is always there, that he is omnipresent, that he is ever with us. So again, we can lean on him in our times of sin and say, you know, simple things in our prayers. Help me figure out how to get away from this. You know, it's tough to get away from something that you enjoy. You know, a lot of people deal with cigarettes or drugs or whatever. Unfortunately, and in some ways, fortunately, this is the issue that I deal with. I know a lot of people, you know, may have multiple issues, but just know, you know, God's there for you. It's really something that that people don't realize a lot. You know, they say I'm too bad for God or whatever. That's not the case. Jesus is there to bridge that gap for us. So let me give you another verse from Psalms. Psalms 42:5 says, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior." Obviously, the writer, which is David, had an issue in his life, you know, of sin, where that he could, you know, he was discouraged and sad. I don't know where this falls verse-wise, but it's probably somewhere around the time he had the issue with an affair and that sort of thing. So, you know, David was someone after God's own heart, and he was repentant. God forgave him. Jesus forgives us, and we can move forward. We can praise God again. We can do that with our lives, our attitudes, everything we do. And it's really a difficult thing. It is for myself. I'm sure it is for you. I think we really just need to get our focus where it needs to be, where it says the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. He protects us. He saves us. And he's the person we can lean on. So let's get away from porn and lean on God to help us out of that. Like I said last time, as we get further away from looking at porn over and over, you know, we get past the first, second, third, fourth time, it gets easier and easier. It is easy to fall back into it, but it gets easier once you've gotten away from it. You've broken the habit. The problem is breaking the habit, the regular thing you do. So let's keep our focus straight on God, and let's just keep moving forward. The weekend's coming up. That's the most difficult time for myself because that's when I'm home and I have a chance to be alone, and pornography becomes more tempting. So for myself, maybe for you, let's just keep our focus straight, keep it on God, and move forward. Let's say a quick prayer, and we'll be over today. Lord, we thank you for today and this opportunity to talk again about all the things you can do for us or have done for us and will do for us. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to keep our focus on you, that we could lean on you in times of need, and that you would continue to help us during this time. We ask, Lord, that for everyone listening, for myself, that during our temptation, Lord, that we would think of you and keep our focus on you, that we might not sin. We can build our faith and become stronger in you to stay away from pornography. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you next time. If you have any comments or questions or anything, help me quit porn at gmail.com. Really encouraging to myself. Can be completely anonymous as I am here. Feel free. It's encouraging, and I'll see you next time.